Welcome. It's Domain Dave again from cheapwinefinder.com. Another wine review. We always write up a wine on the cheapwinefinder.com website, and then we plug in the microphone. We talk about it. I'm going to be saying this for a little bit just so people know, because I do get questions. Cheap wine was back when we started 15 years ago. It was internet slang. There was cheap hotel, cheap airline, cheap big screen TV, and cheap wine, where people wanted value. They didn't want a hotel with bed bugs or a plane that was going to crash or a TV that's going to break. They wanted the most for the least, and that's what we're to talk about. So there we go. And I got an Aldi wine this time. It's the Aldi's had problems keeping stuff on their shelves, and this is a wine I hadn't noticed before. It's the Peaks and Tides Sonoma Coast Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Now, I did know the Peaks and Tides label because they had a Chardonnay and a Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast AVA. And that's where the Peaks and Tides name from. Sonoma Coast is in coastal mountain valleys. And so there's peaks and there's rough tides and weather. It's a great place for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And here we have a Sonoma County, which is also a great place for Cabernet Sauvignon. One thing about the review, if you want to check it out, for the first time I tried artificial intelligence, not for anything that has to do with the wine itself or the review itself, but I put in a list of what the AVAs of Sonoma are and what they're kind of known for, just a little rundown. And then I had the computer write up a couple of paragraphs on what Sonoma, affordable Sonoma Sauvignon Blanc is about. You know, it's one thing, I always research these wines, and sometimes I come across a fact on somebody else's website, or I mean, maybe a Sonoma website, and I don't want to use it because I'm plagiarizing their website. Somebody put their knowledge in there, and I just don't want to take it, but now I'm letting the computer take stuff because it's just getting things off the internet, and it's not telling you who it got it from, so the computer doesn't have a conscience. I do. So there, if you want to check out what, and it fills out the reviews. These Aldi and Trader Joe's almost never have production notes, so I can't tell you too much about them until we get to the tasting part. So we're letting computers help us learn about wine. So there you go. Only the I am controlled, because I tell it what to say or what to talk about anyway. So the computer doesn't run the website yet. So what do we have here with the Peaks and Tides Sonoma County Cabernet Sauvignon 2021? What we have is this is a $11.99 Aldi wine, which for Aldi is like the upper edges of what they do with wine. They have every year they have a champagne that's $19.99, and don't sleep on that. It's excellent for $20. You know, some vintages are better than others. But if you want a bottle of champagne and you don't want to spend a fortune and you want real quality champagne, Aldi is $19.99. That's just a note to yourself. And this is a Cabernet Sauvignon, Sonoma County. Like I said, there's no tasting, so I don't know much about it. It's made by a company that is the largest independent wine growers in California. They have 60 vineyards and 18,000 acres. And they produce 70 different wines, and many of their labels are in Trader Joe's and Aldi stores. So you probably had their wine, just didn't know it. So they're a big time company, but one of those wine companies that are everywhere, but you just don't know it. So they made this wine, and they're legitimate. They make good wine, and they got a track record. And this is a wine that legitimately for $11.99 tastes like $20. It's got tannins. It's got balanced acidity, so it gives a good structure. It's got, it mentions French oak. I'm going to take a sip. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Yeah, it's got several different types of spice. It's got the blackberry, licorice, dark chocolate, plums, black cherry. Maybe some orange zest, which is kind of like a spicy thing going on. This is a this is a steak, Cabernet Sauvignon. Man, I know what steak costs. I mean, so, and this is $11.99 wine that you would not think twice about pouring a glass with a decent steak. You know, and if, or a burger. I mean, it drinks well. It's a wine that you can sip by, and it's a big red wine. It's only 13.9 in alcohol. It's kind of balanced. But it's got structure. It's got tannins. It's got spices. It's got flavor. It's got some depth. It's got maybe, it doesn't quite evolve. Like sometimes wines, you, one sip, it tastes like this, and another sip tastes like that. But it's kind of close to that. It's almost to the point where it's going into the upper echelons. Not quite, but it's getting there. Yeah, it's definitely a food wine. I mean, even, you know, even Chipotle, you know, anything like that, burgers, anything savory would do, be great with this. I'm trying to think. It's got, like, it's got winter flavors. I'm thinking, like, maybe like a strawberry pie kind of thing going on here. Not sweet, nothing like that, but just something like warm strawberry pie. But with blackberries and that kind of thing, I'm getting pie images in my head when I take a sip. But it's not sweet. This is not a sweet wine. This is a legitimate Cabernet Sauvignon from Sonoma County. And it's $11.99 from Aldi, the Peaks and Tides Sonoma County Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Check it out on the cheapwinefighter.com and see what a computer has to say about it. And me. And that's it until we talk again in a couple days, like we always do. I think Trader Joe's has some new wines. We'll check those out. So adios. Stay safe. Stay in the appropriate temperature. Things are changing. And adios. Keep it cheap. I'll talk to you later.